الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن أراد الآخرة وسعى لها سعيها وهو مؤمن فأولئك كان سعيهم مشكورا. وقال تعالى في مقام آخر: ولمن خاف مقام ربه جنتان فبأي آلاء ربكما تكذبان. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أحب دنياه أضر بآخرته، ومن أحب آخرته أضر بدنياه، فآثروا ما يبقى على ما يفنى. وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. My respected elders and brothers, when a person is traveling on the road, going towards his destination, then in order to protect himself from having any mishap on the road, it is necessary that his car has brakes. If at any stage in his journey, some animal runs across the road, another car comes in front of him suddenly, and he does not have brakes at that moment, then he will meet an accident, he will harm himself, and he will harm others. Similarly, we are all on a journey. Our journey started from Alim al-Arwah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent us in this world, the place of test and imtihan, and we're on a journey towards our real abode, which is Jannat. And on this road, on this journey, there will be different things that will come in our path, different obstacles, different things which can lead to an accident. And if we do not have our brakes, which will protect us from falling into sins, falling into problems which will lead us to the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we will cause harm to ourselves also, and we will cause harm to others. The ulama ikram explain, these breaks which are necessary for every Muslim, every human being to have, is the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the fear of akhirat, the fear of standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and giving an account for our deeds. When this fear is constantly in our mind and heart, then when a person wants to commit a sin, is tempted towards a sin, then that fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will overcome him and will make him restrain from that sin. In the Quran Majid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed one very, very beautiful ayat, very comprehensive ayat. Every word, every letter, every nukta of Quran Majid has hidayat in it. This ayat, the ulama ikram explained, is a complete plan for a person's success in this world, in the qabr and akhirat also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. The one who intends the hereafter, وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا, he makes the appropriate effort to attain the akhirat. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنْ, and he has iman, فَأُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ سَعْيُهُمْ مَشْكُورًا. His effort, his strive will be greatly appreciated in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Allah will accept him and Allah will reward him. If you look at this ayat, the ulama ikram, the mufassirin have mentioned, there are three aspects in this ayat which are the means for our success. The first is the one who intends the hereafter. Every day when you wake up in the morning, what is our intention? Everyone has to check his own intention. What is my intention when I wake up in the morning every day? Am I intending to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Am I intending to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make an effort so that when I reach the akhirat, Allah is happy with me? Or is my intention that how my bank balance can increase? How I can make more of dunya? How I can progress in dunya? How my children can progress in dunya? What is the focus when you wake up every morning? So this is the first reminder in this ayat, that when we wake up in the morning every day, what is our intention? Our intention has to be akhirat, that, oh Allah, you have given me one more day to prepare to meet you. You have given me one more day to build my akhirat. Every subhanallah, every alhamdulillah, every durood sharif, every good deed is building our akhirat. The sahaba radiallahu anhum are our role models. Let us look at the life of sahaba radiallahu anhum. What was their intention when they woke up in the morning? What was their focus? Where was their minds? And where are our minds when we wake up every morning? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he enters the masjid, and a sahabi is sleeping in the masjid.
Haritha ibn Malik, according to some narration, Haritha ibn Nu'man. So he wakes up the Sahabi, and he asks the Sahabi a very pertinent question. That, Ya Haritha, kayfa asbahta? Oh Haritha, how have you woken up this morning? So this Sahabi replied to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Asbahtu mu'minan haqqa. I have awoken in the state of perfect iman. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is sahibul wahi. Revelation comes down from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not possible for a Sahabi to speak a lie to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he knew Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be informed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala whether it's true or false. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahabi, every statement has a proof. What is the proof of your statement? What is the proof for your claim that you have perfect iman? The first quality that this Sahabi indicated towards, عَزَفْتُ نَفْسِي عَنِ الدُّنْيَا. I've turned my attention away from dunya. He woke up in such a state, immediately he's focused away from dunya, focused towards akhirat. And thereafter he backed it up with amal, with support. I spent my whole day fasting. I spent my whole night in ibadat. It's as if I can see the arsh of Allah in front of me. It's as if I can see the people of Jannat enjoying themselves. And it's as if I can see the people of Jahannam suffering, mourning and groaning. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is impressed. Who is impressed? Nabi sallallahu is impressed by the situation, the condition that this sahabi has woken up with. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tells him, عَرَفْتَ falzam. You have recognized the reality. You have understood what is the maqsad of your life. Falzam, hold fast to it. Another narration, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, or mentioned regards him, this is a person whose heart has been illuminated with iman. The nur of iman has entered his heart. We want to know how we're going to get the nur of iman. First foundation for the nur of iman entering our heart is we have to turn our attention away from dunya. This is the foundation of this sahabi's life. And when they understood that the akhirat was maqsad, the purpose wasn't this world, they made intention for the hereafter, then their life also, they didn't understand it to be important to sacrifice for this world. They understood this life belongs to Allah. We should sacrifice it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Soon thereafter, the caller of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam called out, Ya khayl Allah irkabi, O the houseman of Allah ta'ala, ride in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The narration says, Huwa awwalu raqibin, he was the first person who went in the path of Allah. Wa awwalu mustashidin, he was the first person who became shaheed in the path of Allah. That quality of iman had pushed him to this level that he was ready to sacrifice his life. Similar incident happened with the mufti of the ummah, Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, a'lamuhum bil halal wal haram, the one who had the greatest knowledge regarding halal and haram in this ummah. Mu'adh bin Jabal radiallahu anhu, also in the morning, he asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how have you woken this morning? He also made the claim and he said, I have woken up as a perfect mu'min. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also told him, what is the proof for your claim? What was his focus towards akhirat? He says, no morning passes except that I do not have conviction that I will reach the evening. No evening passes except that I do not have conviction that I will reach the morning. I do not take one step without I have no conviction that I will take the next step. And as if I can picture the scene on the day of Qiyamah when all ummahs will be called towards giving Hisab Kitab, towards Inam Amal. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also praised him on the level of his iman. My respected elders and brothers, we have to introspect and see, what is our condition when we wake up in the morning every day? What is our focus? Where are we heading towards? Are we focused towards the ultimate abode, the real abode, the reality? Or we are focused towards the deception of this world? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has indicated towards the deception of this world in many ahadiths. Quran Sharif itself tells us, mata'un qaleel, mata'ul ghurur, little goods, little enjoyment, goods of deception, not real, fake. The only real thing is akhirat. This world, everything is fake. The happiness of this world is fake. The sadness of this world is fake. Today we are happy, tomorrow we will be sad. Today we are sad, tomorrow we will be happy. So how the focus can be akhirat? This is the first condition in this ayat for our acceptance in Allah's court. وَمَنْ أَرَادَ الْآخِرَةَ, who intends akhirat, who focuses akhirat. In the hadith, Rasulullah s.a.w. mentioned, مَنْ جَعَلَ الْهُمُومَ هَمَّ وَاحِدًا, the one who makes all his worries and concern, one worry and concern, the worry and concern of his akhirat, of his hereafter. كَفَاهُ اللَّهُ هَمَّ دُنْيَاهُ, that worry, that concern that we have every day, slogging behind the dunya, how are we going to earn our risk, how are we going to feed our family, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will suffice for the worries of his dunya. We have to worry about akhirah. That should be our focus. So this is the first quality that we need to bring into our life, that worry and concern of akhirah. Every day we have to wake up and remind ourselves, this is one day closer to the grave, one day closer to the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we will have this worry every day, then automatically our focus the whole day will be to do those things which will please Allah, to refrain from those things which will displease Allah. In the morning is intention. During the day is action. According to the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, before sleeping is introspection. We check the whole day. What good I did, we make shukr and thank Allah. What wrong I did, we make tawbah and istighfar before sleeping. Every day, intention, action, introspection, our focus will come right. We will come, we'll understand that we are on a journey. And to protect ourselves on the journey, we have to keep akhirat in front. The next aspect in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَسَعَى لَهَا سَعْيَهَا. He makes the appropriate effort and sacrifice in order to attain akhirat. The Mufassirin explained, this is that he has to bring the complete sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in his life. If he has the sunnah in his life, then he is on the right path. He is moving towards his goal. وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ, the third condition, and he has iman. Person has the correct intention, person has the correct action, but does not have the foundation, there is no success. The foundation for any action being accepted in Allah's court is iman. So in few words, the ulama ikram Mufassirin explained, Three conditions for acceptance, for qabuliyat in the court of Allah Ta'ala, for Allah to reward us. Imanun thabitun, firm iman. Niyatun sadiqatun, true intention. Wa amalun musibun, an amal which is according to the sunnah. If these three things are found, then we will be successful. Allah Ta'ala says, kana sa'yuhum mashkura. His effort that he made in this world will be greatly appreciated in Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is qadar dan. Allah appreciates what we do. Allah doesn't need it. Whatever we are doing for ourselves. But Allah appreciates the effort that we make to please Him. So this worry of akhirat, this concern, this is the quality of a pious person. This is the quality of a person of taqwa. And this is what we have to strive to acquire. The remembrance, the focus of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at all times. In the ayat of Quran that I read in the khutbah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانْ. For the one who fears, standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be two jannats. In the Mufassirin say, jannatum, jannatani min dhahab. Two jannats of gold will be for that person who fears standing in front of Allah ta'ala. The Mufassirin explained two meanings. One is, he's fearing when the day of Qiyamah comes, when I have to stand in front of Allah ta'ala to answer my questions, what will be my condition? And the second is, he fears the high status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the high maqam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah's greatness, covers him so much that he cannot break Allah's command. Allah Ta'ala also refers to this in another ayat of Quran in the 30th juz. وَأَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ هِيَ الْمَأْوَىٰ. The one who fears standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what does that fear do to him? وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. He suppresses his desires. He suppresses himself and he protects himself from fulfilling his desires. Then Allah Ta'ala promised that Jannah will be his abode. Just to understand from an example, what kind of focus we need to have at all times, in order to protect ourselves from falling into sin, to suppress our desire, and to become the beloved of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amongst the tabi'een, there was a great tabi'i, whose name was Ubayd bin Umair, rahimahullah. He was the student of Hazrat Umar, Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anhum. And his status was so great, his ilm was so complete, that Abdullah bin Umar radiallahu anhum, a great sahabi of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, used to sit in his majlis, despite him being a tabi'i. So one day, one woman of Makkah Mukarramah, very, very beautiful woman, she asked her husband a pertinent question. She asked her husband, do you think there is any man who can resist my temptation? Immediately, the husband said to the wife, Ubayd bin Umair. So then this woman had a sinister intention, incorrect, immodest intention. She told her husband, will you give me permission to go and try to seduce and tempt him? So the husband also, he also said, okay, go and try. He had conviction that this person would not fall for his wife, despite her being the most beautiful woman. So she goes covered up in her hijab to the Haram Sharif, where he used to have his dars. And she came on the pretext of asking a question. But as she came in front of him, she revealed her face. The narration says her face shone like the moon. She was very beautiful. But immediately, Ubayd bin Umayr, this great tabi'i, he told her, Ya Amat Allah, ittaqillah. Oh, slave or girl of Allah, oh, the bondswoman of Allah, fear Allah. So she tells him, I cannot resist the temptation. I have to fulfill my need with you. So he told her, first, I will ask you a few questions. Then we will see what will happen after that. She said, okay. So the first question he asked her, if Malakul Maut comes now, he's about to take your life, and you do not know what your condition is going to be at that time, will you be ready to fulfill this sinister intention of yours? She said, no, never. He said, you have spoken the truth. He said, when you enter the qabr, and the angels will come to question you, the three questions of the grave, at that moment, will you be willing to fulfill this desire of yours? She said, never. He said, you have spoken the truth. Third question, when you come out of the qabr on the day of Qiyamah, and you have to receive your book of deeds, and at that moment you do not know whether your book of deeds will be given to you in your right hand or in your left hand behind your back, at that time will you be ready to fulfill this desire of yours? She said, no, never, I will never fulfill it. He said, you have spoken the truth. Fourth question, when the deeds are going to be weighed on the scales, and at that time you do not know whether your scale of good deeds is going to be heavier or your scale of evil deeds is going to be heavier, at that time will you be ready to commit the sinister intention of yours? He said, no, never. You have spoken the truth. Fifth question, when you are going to cross the Sirat, the bridge over Jahannam, and you do not know whether you're going to fall into Jahannam or whether you're going to cross into Jannat, at that time will you be willing to fulfill this intention of yours? He said, no, never. He said, you have spoken the truth. Sixth question, when you have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, coming back to our original point you mentioned, the fear of standing in front of Allah ta'ala. When you have to stand in front of Allah, and all of us have to stand in front of Allah, we'll not be able to move until we answer these questions. How you spent your life, how you spent your youth, how you earn your money, how you spent your money, and how much amal, how much did you practice on the ilm that you have. Every one of us have to answer this question in front of Allah ta'ala. So Ubayd bin Umayr is asking this woman, when you will stand in front of Allah ta'ala to answer the question of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at that time, will you be willing to carry out this intention of yours? She said, no, never. Immediately she covered herself and she returned back to her house. She tells her husband, we have been wasting our life. And she involved herself in ibadat whole day. She became a very pious woman of the time. Her husband mentions, what has Ubayd bin Umayr done to my wife? Every night prior to this meeting with him, I used to be like a groom. She used to be like the bride. That was what experience I should have at home. But now, she does not even see me. She is busy whole night in ibadat, only worried about akhirat. My respected Allah and brothers, these are six very powerful questions. Every one of us has to ask ourselves, at the time when something comes in front of us, some temptation, some seduction, something that is inviting us away from Allah, of inviting us towards some sin, then we just have to put these six questions in front of ourselves. If Malakul Maut comes now, will I be ready to do it? If I'm going to go in the grave, will I be ready to do it? When I stand up on the day of Qiyamah, when I'm getting my book of deeds, will I be ready to do it? When I'm going to go to the scales and my deeds are going to be weighed, will I be ready to do it? When I'm going to cross the Pul Sirat, the bridge over Jahannam, will I be ready to do it? When I'm standing in front of Allah Ta'ala, will I be ready to do it? These six questions are so powerful that if it's in our mind all the time and we are focused to it all the time, it will be a great obstacle to prevent us from falling into sin. Definitely we are weak. Allah Ta'ala has created us weak and we can fall. But we have to make an effort towards this direction that at every moment we have to bring this consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, the fear of Allah Ta'ala, the fear of standing in front of Allah Ta'ala, that one day I'm going to stand in front of Allah and my whole life record is going to be presented in front of me. Will I be ready to answer? What answer would I have in this world? To deceive someone, to bluff someone, to tell someone another story is easy, because the people of this world do not know what's happening behind the scenes. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He knows everything, He sees everything, He hears everything. Everything is in front of Him. Nothing is hidden from Him. لا يخفى على الله من شيء. Nothing is hidden from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. On that day, what answer will we have in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What excuse can we give in front of Allah ta'ala? Respected brothers and sisters, I'm speaking for myself. Each one of us have to have worry. We're on a journey, as we mentioned in the beginning. And this journey is towards akhirat, towards the real about Jannah, which Allah Ta'ala has prepared for us. Allah Ta'ala wants to give us Jannah. Allah doesn't desire to put us into Jahannam. But Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala sent us in this world for a test. And on this journey, obstacles will come. No test is going to be without obstacles. This life is a test. Obstacles will come. Some temptation will come. Some wrong will present itself in front of us. But how we react to that wrong, how we react at that moment, this is what will be the means of our success or failure in the akhirat. We will conclude one incident which related to this topic. There was one youngster in the time of Umar radiallahu anhu. The narration says he was muta'abbidun lazim al-masjid. He was a person who was always in ibadat and always linked to the masjid. He was such a good youngster that Umar radiallahu anhu was amazed by his behavior. The great Sahabi Umar radiallahu anhu. He used to visit his father every night after Isha Salah. There was on the road between the masjid and his father's house, there was a woman who was also attracted to him. So on many occasions she tried to seduce him, tried to tempt him to come into her home. After many effort, she finally succeeded in getting him to come to the door. And as he was about to enter, ayat of Quran flashed in his mind. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Immediately when this ayat came in his mind, he fell unconscious. Now this woman is worried. What can I do now? I got a youngster at my door. So she calls a slave girl. Two of them carry this youngster, place him by the door of the father, and they leave. The father, in expectation of his son, after some time opened the door and found that his son was unconscious at the door. Brings the son inside, makes the son lie down. After some time, the son awakens. Father asks the son, what happened? So the son remembers, this happened. This woman has been trying for a long time. Finally, I fell for a temptation. As I was about to enter a house, ayat of Quran flashed in my mind. Due to the day, I fell unconscious. So the father asked the son, what is this ayat of Quran that flashed in your mind? He said, this ayat of Quran, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. That verily those who have taqwa, those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a whisper of shaitan, an attack of shaitan comes, then what happens? They realize, they remember, they think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and their eyes open, they see what is the reality. And obviously the reaction would be away from the wrong. So when this ayat of Quran came up, he read this ayat for the second time, now in front of his father, he fell unconscious again. This time when they tried to awaken him, he had passed away. It was late at night. The father, family members, they made ghusl for him. They buried him at night. They did not call Umar radiallahu anhu because late at night, not going to disturb Amirul Mu'mineen. In the morning, the message reached Amirul Mu'mineen, Umar radiallahu anhu, that youngster who you were amazed by his behavior, the very pious youngster, last night he has passed away. They already buried him. So Umar radiallahu anhu comes to the father, that why didn't you awaken me at night? I would have come, I would have made ghusl for him, I would have made janazah salah, I would have buried him. He said, no, Amir al-Mu'mineen, it was late at night. We did not want to disturb you. So he tells the father, take me to the grave of this youngster. Umar radiallahu anhu goes to the grave of this youngster. And at the grave, he recites the ayat of Quran. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. For the one who fears standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him two jannats. For Allah ta'ala to do anything is possible. Allah ta'ala miraculously made the youngster reply from the grave. That, oh Umar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me both jannats. My respected Adam brothers, this is the test. Every one of us is on a journey. Everyone is going to be tested. There's no way we can avoid the test. But we can make an effort to remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala every day. Take out time. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember death. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has encouraged us, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذِ مِنْ لَزَّاتِ. Remember, excessively remember that thing that will cut off all pleasures. That is death. When Muhaddith Mufassirin have written, when a person will remember death, he will be blessed with three things. He'll be blessed with three things. Ukrima bi thalathati ashya. If he remembers death often. Ta'jeelu at-tawbah. Remembering death will make a person make tawbah immediately. He won't delay his tawbah. Qana'atu al-qalb. His heart will be at ease all the time because he's preparing for akhirat, not worried about this world. And the second is qana'atu al-qalb. I just forgot the third now. And if he does not remember death often, then three things he will be punished by. Tasweef ut tawbah. He will delay. He will say, I'll make tawbah later. I won't make tawbah now. There's no rush. Long life I have. Qaswatul qalb. his heart will become hard. When a person gets attached to dunya, his heart becomes hard. Heart becomes hard, he cannot worship Allah, cannot remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala often. So the effort has to be made that we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala often. Every day take our time, morning and evening. Our mashayikh say after fajr, after asr, take our time to remember Allah. Take our time every day to speak about Allah, to listen about Allah, to speak about akhirat, listen about akhirat. The talk of akhirat, talk of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has come out of our homes, come out of our circles. In our homes also, our children have to hear about Allah, our children have to hear about akhirat. So every day, ta'lim in the home is important because a reminder about Allah, a reminder about akhirat. And we have to sit in the company of those who are focused towards akhirat. In the company of the pious ulama, going in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where we are always reminded that akhirat is a reality. We have to prepare. Tomorrow we are going to leave this world. My respected Allah and brothers, just to recap, one for one, the whole focus is how we can change the direction of our life. Turn the direction from dunya towards akhirat. For this, that consciousness of Allah Ta'ala, the consciousness of akhirat is very, very important. So may Allah Ta'ala grant me tawfiq, firstly, grant us all tawfiq. That every single day when we wake up in the morning, we intend akhirat. The whole day we focus towards preparing for akhirat. And at night before sleeping, we introspect and we see how my day has passed. Make tawbah for our wrongs. Thank Allah for the good. Inshallah, if you constantly do this, a day will come when Allah will make us from those people who will not be inclined towards sin, will only be inclined towards ibadat. Wa akhiru da'wan, alhamdulillah.